This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habam. We are continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin Dalet, Seif Gimel. So we're dealing with the issue of Liboy Roya Es HaErva. One cannot be in a situation where their heart sees their erva. And the question is, we learned in Sif Beis that to cover your heart or below your heart with your hand is not considered a kisoy. The reason is because ein guf mechase guf. But now we're going to learn that if you hug yourself, that's different. Says the mechaber, if a person hugs their body with their arm, we consider it like a interposition, a hefsek. Says Mishnah Berurah, hafsaka perush. If a person is in clear water, v'libay gamkein teichamayim, v'tzorach lahafsek bein libay le'ervasai, Dai bazel hafsik. Hugging yourself is sufficient. Afagav de kisoy ba'alma biyad mevar b'sif beiz loy mahani. Even though covering your hand, merely covering your heart with your hand, we explained in sif beiz that it doesn't work. Ze adiv tvei. This is much better. Why? V'atam kivan she'en darkon she'amad melchabik atzum kach. People don't usually hug themselves this way. This is not a typical way for a person, a typical position. V'hu isakein. If someone does it, mikri hafsaka, it's considered an interposition. Aftehu chad guf, even though it's one body. V'chein hiskimoi ha'achroinim. And so the achroinim conclude. Doloi ki maharam tivalo uprichada shemachmir mezah. Not like the Maram Tivlo and the Prichadosh who are Machmer. Ukshu hoylech b'chalok b'loy michnasayim. If someone is going with a robe without pants, v'hu madbik b'yadav al-chalukai al-alev o'mitachas libay k'del hazvan libay l'erva gam l'detu shari. Everyone would agree. You're wearing a robe, you're wearing a long shirt, and you push your hand on the shirt by the heart or under the heart, even the Prichadosh who says hugging yourself is not a hefsek, this would be considered a hefsek. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the din of Liboy Roya Es HaErva for women. What would the difference be? Based on the physiology and the biology of a man as opposed to a woman, there might be a difference. Because a man, the heart and the erva are right opposite each other. But the way the erva of a woman is situated, so it's not a congruent, it's not congruous, excuse me, with the lev and the erva are not congruous. So maybe the din of Liboy Roya Es HaErva does not apply to women. Siv Dalet, Yesh Mi She'omer, there is an opinion. Who is this? The Or Chos Chaim. The Or Chos Chaim. I happen to have the Chidah's personal Or Chos Chaim of Lunel. He says like this, Yesh mi she'omer, she'anashim yicholos levarach l'spag she'en levushos hachalak af al-pi she'enon mafsikos lemata mehalev. Some say a woman who's wearing a long robe, she could daven, and there's no issue that Liboy Roya Es HaErva. Says the Rama, hagavim hin arumais. Now what if the woman is unclothed? So now there's an issue here. Because maybe there's no issue of Liboy Roya Es HaErva, and maybe even there's no issue that she could see her own erva because of the way, the physiology of the woman. But there's an issue of Giloy Erva. So it says, Rama, Tzach Shatei Erva Shalohen Tuchos Bekarka. She would have to sort of stick the erva on the ground, Oysha Yoishvois Al Shar Dava, or sit on something. Da'az Ein Liban Roya Erva Shalohen. Because then her heart will not see her erva, masha'in came be'ish. So it sounds like this would take care of, this is needed not only to take care of the issue of giloy erva, and not only the issue of she sees the erva, But even Libay Raya Esa'erva is somewhat a problem if she's Aram. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yecholoi Slavarech, Hatam, the Ervasan Lamatam Oid, the Erva of a woman is much lower down, and her heart doesn't see it. What about someone who's a man who's very fat, and his belly is mafsik between Libay and the Erva? We say loy plug. It's still a problem. Mikal makam, says Mishabra. Imhin oimdois arumois, yeshven isracher. If a woman is unclothed, there's another problem. Dahainu isr giloy erva. Her erva is uncovered. Lo mitzad halev. Not because her heart sees it. Ela mitzad shenemar, lo yira v'cha ervas davar. Your erva is not allowed to be seen when you say Dvar Shabbat Kedusha. Now we had, the Bir Halacha says that giloy erva is a daraisa, v'asru levarach, ela tzricha shetehe yoyshaves. She would have to sit. That's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah is reading the Ramah the way I did originally, and I switched. If you remember, when I started reading the Ramah, I was saying that a woman who's totally unclothed, she would have to sit on the floor. I was saying to take care of Gilo Yarva, but I switched that because the end of the Ramah says, "Oz in liban roya erva shalohen." So the Lashon of the Ramah is saying she would have to sit on the floor to take care of Libay Ra'asa Erva. But the Mishnah Berurah, and I didn't read it originally because I thought this was going in the Shita that there's no issue of Libay Ra'asa Erva by a woman. And furthermore, there's a more basic problem. But the Mishnah Berurah is reading it the way I did originally, that she would have to sit on the ground. Why? To take care of the problem of lo yira b'chayav asdavar. Shal yidei yeshivasa, because by sitting paneha shalamata mechusim, her erva below is covered, ve'en erva saneris, and her erva is not seen. Ah, so Mishnah Berurah is bothered. So why does the Ramah say, in order to take care of the problem of libay rasa erva, umash kaz Ramah da'az ein liban raya erva shalen, hu lav davka liban. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is lav davka. The liban belav hachein roya erva, because we're in the shita that your heart can't see your erva. Ela shaloi tehe begiloi erva legamri kaamar v'ta soifer hu. Wow, it's a ta soifer. V'tzarch lemer va'oz enoi nira erva shalahen. So we read it right. Baruch Hashem, it happens. Okay, mehalev. Now the mechaber said, a woman who's wearing a robe, it's permitted for her to daven according to some, even though there's no hefsik between the lev and the erva. Mei halev, v'habach choylek. The Bach argues, usrile degam be'isha be'inan hafsaka bein lev le'erva. Afilu k'sheish la malbush. The Bach holds, even if she's wearing a robe, you have to have a hefsik between her heart and the erva. Avol shar achroinim eskima l'psak ha'shulchan aruch. Other achroinim agree to the psak of the shulchan aruch. V'ayin b'yaradeya, simen, reish, demaske ha'taz, v'hashach sham. The Taz and the Shach conclude over there. By the way, if you want to come visit the Shach, you can come join us on our upcoming trip. We're going to be visiting the Shach on Lag BaOmer. The Lefi Masha Pasuk of Shulchan Aruch Pai, that according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ein Shayach Beisha Liba Roya Soerva, according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not Shayach by a woman Liba Roya Soerva. Muteres levarech birchas ah. This is a very interesting halacha. The mechaber paskins that there's no problem of libay ra'asa erva by a woman. Accordingly, how does a woman make a bracha on tevila? When a woman goes to the mikvah, how does she make a bracha? So you say, well, doesn't she have a more basic issue? What about the issue of giloy erva? The answer is she's in the water. Water is a covering for a gilui erva. We had that before. So now, and there's no problem of libay ra'asa erva. What about the problem of she sees the erva? Yesterday we had, she could look away. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, muteres levarach berchazat v'kshi oim yazuzay chamayim, av shi yadayin aruma, dimishom gilui erva ein bazeh, de hamayim nachsham k'may kisoy. Now, what would a man do? Could a man make a bracha in the mikvah? There's no giloy erva. He's not looking at the erva. What could what What about a man? So we saw yesterday in the Ramah, if he puts his heart over the water, that's good according to the Ramah. V'yoyser toiv sheyia liba lamala min amayim. Better for the woman to put her head, to put her heart over the water. Dezer shari af be'ish, k'mash yukas Ramah, b'hagos, sepeiz. Right? A man could technically make a bracha by using the water as a hefsek between libay v'ha'erva. The yoyser dekei uchmaja oisha techabeg zro yosel lehafsik ben libel ever, or give herself a bear hug. V'chein pasuk hachach mas adam v'adim in oicheres beraglea, or she could just sully the water shaloye varanirim b'hem, so that her limbs are not seen. Zel kuliyamahani v'im ye'a. What if she's not the only lady in the water? V'im yesh oid nashim, if there are other women, arumais, oim dois beveis hatfila, if there are other women who are unclothed standing in the beis hatfila, pashut d'tzricha beis habracha lahachzir paneha v'gufa mehen, she would have to turn her head and her body. Meaning, let's say she's in the water, and there are women sort of outside of the water, unclothed, she would have to turn her body, her face and her body. By the way, just to remember, if you're on the train and there's a woman who's undressed, unclothed properly in front of you, it doesn't help just to turn your head away. You have to turn the body away also. Or, you know, you're in a public area, you're in an airport in the summer, you know, and you want to say an Asher Yatzar. It doesn't help just to close your eyes. You got to be physically turned away. Even if you're going to say, well, she's in the water, so she's in a different rishus than the women who are unclothed in the preparation area, it's still a problem. She would have to turn her body and head away. So what does she do? She puts the erva, so to speak, in the ground. It says the Mishnah Berurah, right? So loymar devukos umechusas bakarka, attached to and covered in the ground. Umashein came beish to leishayechse. A man can't put his erva on the ground. Ki habeitzim v'hagid bolten. Because his biology does not allow that. Yeah? Now we're going to the new Shaila. The Shaila is Agvos. Agvos is an erva, or Agvos is not erva. The buttocks. Are they an erva or are they not an erva? So here we're telling the woman that there's no issue of giloy erva because she's being metiach ervasay ba'aretz. Well, what about her backside? Her backside is uncovered. No, that's not considered halachic erva. The agava is in behemisham erva. Chin mashuk stas ber agava. The Eliyahu pasuk agavas yesh behemisham erva. The Eliyahu says not like this. The agvos does have a din of erva. What about the sides of the agvos? The Chazonish says they are also an erva according to this Elia Rabba, and the Elia Rabba himself says they're not. So in other words, the Elia Rabba himself is only makbid on the agvos mamish. The Chazonish is machmer even on tzidei agvos. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin. Lamaisa, is Agvos an erva or is Agvos not an erva? In Simon Reishvav, he paskins lechatchila Agvos is an erva. Which is very interesting, because that would mean if somebody's in a mikvah and they need to say something, and for whatever reason they're covered, the guy in front of them is changing. So you say, well, his back is to me, so it's not an issue. But lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah paskins agvos is an erva. Okay, very interesting. Simen Reish Vav, Sivkatan Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Agvas is an erva. Okay, with your permission, we're going to try to do get together tomorrow, okay? So right now we're on schedule, and this way you will sort of try to get ahead for Pesach. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.